at a hearing that the ACLU is testifying on those national security letters. So that should be extremely interesting.
Now,
also,
for our listeners who don't know, the national security letters are where the FBI basically, instead of getting a warrant, they just write a letter saying, you know, we want to snoop on this person, and there's some concern that this has been considerably abused.
Exactly. Okay. Also, Secretary of Defense Robert Gates was Secretary Condoleezza Rice. They're talking about this whole idea of non-military instruments of national power. What that really means is that what he's saying is that our military can't do everything, and what America must do is to help strategic partner nations build their own security forces before these problems face the United States. Well, that's a great idea, and of course that's what they're trying to do in places such as Liberia, in places such as southern Sudan, but sometimes the fantasy is not reality, and I'm not sure people in the military are really taking a good look at that.
Yeah, and you and I, just having recently returned from southern Sudan, I mean, something needs to be done.
Exactly, exactly. And we can't just say to a military, foreign military, take it over. It's not going to happen. You and I know that. Also, they're going to tighten rules. They are trying to. There's another hearing this afternoon about tightening rules on overseas contractors, and this would require overseas and commercial government contractors to report fraud or overbilling. They want to attach more to that in terms of contracts and bills. So that is going to be very interesting. And also, Speaker Pelosi this morning had a talk, and she says that longer deployments are resulting in a lot more PTSD cases, and she calls it the President's War. She said the President's War, now in its sixth year, is taking a grave toll on our troops as deployments continue and our forces and their families grow more stressed. And she said that almost 59,000 veterans of Iraq and Afghanistan have been diagnosed by PTSD by the Department of Veterans Affairs.
Yeah, this is longer than World War II. I mean, this is
exactly
terrible, terrible occupation. We have about a minute here, Ellen.
Okay.
Any other news?
Well, I think the only other news that we're sort of getting big time is the news that is coming out of the campaigns and
Let me ask you, Barack Obama at the top of Huffington Post, this a blogger in Pennsylvania. I don't have my paper in front of me. Interviewed Barack Obama, and Obama said that he would immediately, as soon as he became president, he would speak with his Justice Department and Attorney General to immediately review information that's out there to determine whether there have been crimes or the possibility of crimes committed by the Bush administration and pursue prosecutions if that's the case.
Yeah, that's not going to make him very popular with a fair amount of the war segment, but I got news for you. I talked to my brother Michael Ratner last night, and we talked about the Bush story that he proved torture. My brother said he's not going to necessarily be welcome in a lot of European capitals.
Yeah, well, if an Obama administration was going to look into this, man, I mean, that would be an amazing... I'd like to hear Hillary Clinton say the same thing.
I would, too.
Ellen Ratner, TalkRadioNews.com. Thanks, Ellen.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program, the No Boring Zone. Tom Hartman.
Hi, this is Sam Cedar, editor-in-chief of the all-new AirAmerica.com. This is a site for the entire progressive community, including a lot of new and exciting features, like live video and audio streams, guest bloggers, podcasts from all your favorite shows, and even info on the latest progressive films and documentaries. It's a lot to keep up with, so make sure to visit AirAmerica.com often for fresh opinions and news you can use. It's your home online, the new AirAmerica.com.
And now, another reason to switch to GEICO.
Instead of paying more for car insurance, you'd rather pay less. Call you crazy, but for some strange reason, you like saving money. And guess what? With things like money-saving rates, multi-car discounts, and good driver discounts, GEICO's always looking for ways to lower what you pay for great car insurance. Huh. Guess you can call us crazy, too.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
How satisfying would it be for you to know that a construction job you helped manage is now a functioning building, home, or development? The construction industry needs qualified people to plan and coordinate various phases of construction projects. But to get to that level, you need to develop knowledge and skills, the kind that are taught in the construction management program at ITT Technical Institute. Call 1-800-338-4571. ITT Tech's Bachelor Degree Program in Construction Management helps graduates prepare for career opportunities in a variety of entry-level positions in the construction management field. Classes meet just a few days a week to help you balance school with your life, and financial aid is available for those who qualify. Learn more about pursuing your degree in this high-demand field. Call now for a brochure on the Construction Management Program at ITT Tech. Call 1-800-338-4571. 1-800-338-4571. That's 1-800-338-4571.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPAJ, Phoenix.
AP Radio News.
I'm Diane Kepley. Two of the nation's biggest airlines want to become one, but it may take a while before the Delta and Northwest Airlines are cleared for takeoff. Unions are not happy with the idea of a merger. A spokesman for the Airline Pilots Association says a big concern is job security.
There's nothing more important to a pilot than his or her seniority and where they stand on the list of all the pilots.
And the Machinist Union is also worried about job cutbacks. Executives from the two airlines are hoping to have this deal wrapped up by the end of the year. Wholesale prices took a big jump last month. Food and energy were leading the way. Today, crude oil is trading in record territory at close to $114 a barrel. On Wall Street, a bit of an uptick, the Dow now up by 48 points. John McCain has a proposal to help folks deal with high gas prices.
I propose that the federal government suspend all taxes on gasoline now paid by the American people from Memorial Day to Labor Day of this year.
His proposal is part of a larger economic plan outlined today in Pittsburgh. In just a couple of hours, Pope Benedict is to land at Andrews Air Force Base outside of Washington to begin his first U.S. trip. On his plane earlier today, the Pope said he was ashamed of the clergy abuse scandal that rocked the Catholic Church. The head of SNAP, an abusive survivors group, says more needs to be done to deal with the issue.
This crisis is not history, and our concern is that children are still at risk in the Catholic Church.
In the Mideast, former President Jimmy Carter is being criticized for meeting with Islamic militants. The AP's Mark Levy has that story.
Jimmy Carter met with Nasser al-Sher. He's a West Bank Hamas leader. Hamas is the militant Islamic group that rules the Gaza Strip. The U.S. and Israel are opposed to such meetings, but Carter believes international isolation of Hamas isn't working.
Israeli government officials are shunning Carter on this trip. A verdict today in the so-called D.C. Madam case, Deborah Jean Palfrey has been found guilty in federal court of racketeering and money laundering. This is AP Radio News. This week on the campus of Virginia Tech, students are pausing to reflect on the horror of the shootings that happened there a year ago, and offering each other comfort.
She's spreading cheer ahead of a somber day.
Free hugs?
Is anyone giving you one today?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. And lots are taking Whitney Hayes up on them.
We've definitely had a few people be like, I do really need a hug today. And so I feel like we're really taking part in reaching out to them, and I feel really good about it.
The Virginia Tech junior says she's not out here because tomorrow's the shooting anniversary, and says she hasn't noticed much of a change on campus ahead of it, but she does admit the hugs seem to be helping. Sagar Meghani, Blacksburg, Virginia.
The studio that brought us Frodo, Gandalf, and the Lord of the Rings is now laying off 450 people. New Line Cinema is being absorbed by Warner Brothers. New Line will continue to develop, produce, and market movies, but its parent company will take over distribution. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by University of Phoenix. University of Phoenix invites you to the 9th Annual Education Job Fair, Saturday, April 26th. Interview for teaching physicians or learn about teaching as a career. Call 480-557-2945 today.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Sticking a big old wad of truth in your ear every day. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
Hey, Jeff Farias here. Earth Day is coming, and in celebration, Renewal by Anderson, the only replacement window and patio door company to be Green Seal certified, wants to help 1480 listeners become more energy efficient.
Simply bring your old light bulbs to Renewal by Anderson this Saturday, April 19th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and swap them for new energy-efficient bulbs free of charge. Renewal by Anderson offers replacement windows that are specifically designed to withstand the harsh desert heat. Stop by and learn more about what it means to be truly green. So come on down this Saturday, April 19th, to Renewal by Anderson in Tempe, anytime between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. to swap out your old light bulbs, enjoy organic munchies, and learn about saving energy. Renewal by Anderson is located 3 blocks south of Broadway on Hardy Drive in Tempe. I'll be there from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Let's flip the switch on global warming together. For more information on the swap, visit 1480kphx.com or call 480-967-5557. That's 480-967-5557.
Limit 4 per household. Tax time is just around the corner. Is your business prepared? Hi, this is Carrie with Camelview Accounting Services. As a QuickBooks Pro Advisor, I can help you organize your business bookkeeping to take a complete package to your CPA. For a full list of services, please visit my website at camelviewaccounting.biz or give us a call at 480-946-2484. That's 480-946-2484 or find us on the sponsor directory at 1480kphx.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Mark Espinoza with Central Dental Care, home of the pain-free smile makeover. If you're looking for a painless dentist, call me at 602-943-7297. But if you'd like a painless way to grow your business, I have to tell you how impressed I've been with the return on my marketing investment since advertising on 1480kphx. Traffic to my dental practice has only increased since advertising on 1480kphx.
This is Mari Connor with 1480kphx. To learn more, click on the advertising link at 1480kphx.com.
Has this oath become nothing more than a quaint, obsolete little exercise?
Well, to the best of my ability, sir. And defend.
Spoken once every 4 years.
The Constitution of the United States.
To make us all feel like we're still a part of something.
So help me God.
01-20-2009. What'll it mean to you? Talk, listen, activate your passion. 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. Hartman Program. Tom Hartman. Talk radio for the rest of us.
Well, there are some aspects to this presidential campaign and stories in general. Welcome back to our program, by the way, the third hour of our show. That the corporate media in the United States just doesn't seem to have any interest in covering whatsoever. For example, a couple of nights ago in the Faith Forum, after Hillary Clinton had said that an elitist image was what caused Al Gore to lose the 2000 election. Al Gore, who got 5 million more votes than George W. Bush in that election. And we learned a year later, and when the vote was finally counted from Florida, he actually won Florida. Barack Obama came forward and he said, by the way, I think Al Gore won. Talk about an inconvenient truth. It was not even covered by the media. It was totally, you know, just bong. And yesterday, Barack Obama, talking at Philly.com, talking with a blogger, said, I want to find out directly from my attorney general, are there possibilities of genuine crimes as opposed to bad policies in the Bush administration? Have war crimes been committed? Well, in fact, apparently some of the lawyers who have worked for the Bush administration think so. Scott Horton has written an absolutely brilliant piece for Harper's Magazine. And you can find it over the archives of Harper's, harpers.org, or go out and buy it. It's in the April 8th issue, Harper's Magazine. It's called A Tale of Three Lawyers. And Scott's in Brussels, Belgium at the moment, but was kind enough to come on the line with us. Hey, Scott.
Hey, great to be with you, Tom.
Thank you. And how is Europe today?
Well, I tell you, they got great food here, no doubt about that.
Yeah, and our dollar is worth just about nothing.
Yeah, it's very expensive. Everything is.
Okay, let's talk about Lieutenant Commander Matthew Diaz.
A hero, I think. A real hero.
And is it Diaz or Diaz? Or how
Diaz,
you...
yeah.
Diaz, okay. A genuine hero. This is a guy who was a staff judge advocate at Guantanamo. He was in the military, and he was an attorney. And as a uniformed officer, you point out, he had to uphold, he had to do what he was told. But he was also an attorney and had to uphold the law. And therein came the collision.
That's exactly right. It, you know, came down to an issue about the secrecy of the detainees at Guantanamo. Now, that's something that's been overcome. But, you know, Donald Rumsfeld, when he set up the facility there, decided he wanted to keep the identity of the people who were held there a secret. And, of course, international law and United States law requires that their identity be known.
Right, at the very least to the International Red Cross.
Exactly. So it doesn't have to be published, but the Red Cross has to be informed who they are, and the Red Cross has a right to inform their relatives and loved ones that they are being held in a prison somewhere.
Right.
And
the Supreme Court has ruled twice on this, essentially upholding these principles.
That's exactly right, and the Supreme Court had ruled in its second opinion, making it quite clear that this obligation of giving up the names was there and it was binding, and in fact it's a crime not to have done this. And Diaz decided that he would give up the names to some of the attorneys who've been seeking them in the litigation. And, you know, he subsequently says, look, this was a mistake. I shouldn't have done it, perhaps. But, you know, in fact, I was moved by the legality of the situation, the fact that this is something that should have been done and wasn't done, and I was myself a part of an operation that was being maintained illegally.
Right. This is a guy who said no when he was asked to commit a crime. And, in fact, you point out in the article that Common Article 3 of the Geneva Conventions, under the second, the Hamden case, the second Supreme Court decision, they said that the Geneva Conventions was binding upon the U.S. military and that a violation would constitute a criminal act. And in fact, you know, one senior member of the Bush legal team informed of the decision over lunch was reported to have turned white as a sheet and have immediately excused himself. For the following months, Bush administration lawyers entered into a frenzied discussion about how to protect themselves from criminal prosecution.
That's exactly right. And so I think that sets up this juxtaposition between Lieutenant Commander Diaz, who basically is acting to set things right and do things legally and correctly, and a group of lawyers working within the Bush administration at a very high level who were the authors of a whole series of policies that were, you know, violations of the criminal law.
Right. And those and these lawyers principally being William J. Haynes II, who was the lawyer for Rumsfeld. He was Rumsfeld's general counsel. And John Yoo, who was working for Alberto Gonzalez, as I recall.
Exactly right. And William J. Haynes II is now corporate general counsel to Chevron in San Mateo, California, where I'm sure he's taking down a massive six-figure salary. And John Yoo is a tenured professor at Bolt Hall at the University of California at Berkeley.
So neither of these guys, in ordering crimes be committed or in writing the legal rationalization for crimes to be committed by the Bush administration, what was defined as crimes both by international law and by our Supreme Court, neither of these guys have suffered any consequence or punishment. In fact, if anything, they have been widely rewarded. I mean, Yoo is out there; he's a media star, and as you
published
as you pointed
two
out,
books.
Yeah, and as you pointed out, Haynes is doing the circuit. So, what happened to Diaz, the guy who actually decided to uphold the Supreme Court decision and comply with the law and provide a copy of the names to a civil rights lawyer who had requested them in a federal court proceeding?
He was court-martialed, convicted, and sent 6 months in a brig. Then he was kicked out, stripped of his military rank, pension benefits, and, you know, left the prison as a bankrupt. And now, beyond all of that, the Pentagon is working feverishly trying to strip him of his law license. They've gone to the jurisdiction where he was admitted to the bar, and they've said, you should disbar this person. He's disloyal.
So that's incredible. I mean, so we're talking about retribution on steroids here. Anybody who tells the truth, anybody who does the right thing, anybody who complies with the law will be punished if they go up against the Bush administration.
Yeah, I mean, it's the juxtaposition that is astonishing. I mean, here you got a lawyer with a conscience, so they come down on the guy like a ton of bricks, and then we've got lawyers who are the facilitators of torture, which is a crime.
And has led to, as you point out, 108 deaths, several of whom have, the majority of which have been ruled homicides.
That's right, and I'd say, you know, certainly several dozen of them linked directly to torture practices that were introduced. So people died and people have suffered, you know, serious wounds as a result of these policies being introduced, and these people aren't suffering at all now. And I think this reflects the policies of the Bush administration, which are to shield those within the administration who implemented the torture policies and to harass and harm those who complain about it.
Is there any sort of an organized effort to support Lieutenant Commander Diaz, who now is being, you know, essentially hounded into unemployment and poverty?
Yeah, well, in fact, he received the Reidenauer Prize as a truth teller, and the Nation Institute is taking communications and messages of support for him, and he's received many hundreds of them, in fact. And, you know, right now he's moving to New York, and he's trying to set up a new life.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, certainly he would welcome hearing from your viewers.
Yeah, and how can people contact him?
They can contact the Nation Institute, Suzanne at the Nation Institute.
And that would be, that's what publishes Nation Magazine, right?
Exactly.
And isn't there a website with nationmagazine.org?
I'll put up an address on my blog so that they'll have an email address to which they can send communications.
Okay.
That's at harpers.org, no comment blog.
Okay, harpers.org, the no-comment blog, and Sean will track that down today, and she'll also cross-post it over at tomhartman.com for you know, so we'll post to your blog, and on your blog you'll post the information, the contact information for Mr. Diaz. I know that there is a movement in Berkeley to get John Yoo basically kicked out of the University of California, that there have been petitions circulating. I've been getting copies of them. Do you know of, you know, is that the limit of the attempts by people to say, hey, wait a minute, the guys who were the authors of these torture memos, William Haynes, now the big shot at Chevron, and John Yoo, the professor at Berkeley, to hold them responsible?
Well, I think we've got some things that are just getting started right now. John Conyers, chairman of the Judiciary Committee, has announced hearings on the 6th of May, which are designed to probe into the conduct of the torture lawyers and take evidence, to record evidence about what was done, I think with the idea that some future administration may actually act on it. Of course, we know that there's an internal investigation at the Department of Justice that's being conducted by the Office of Professional Responsibility looking into John Yoo, too. But I think we're going to be hearing a lot more about this in the coming 2 weeks.
Good. Well, Scott Horton, you've done a marvelous job. It's brilliantly written, A Tale of Three Lawyers, in the current issue of Harper's Magazine, also over at harpers.org. Thanks so much for writing it, and thanks so much for coming on the program all the way from Brussels, Belgium.
Great to be with you. Take care.
Thank you, Scott. 16 minutes past the hour.
The Tom Hartman Program, transforming the world by revitalizing democracy. Stephanie Miller at 6 a.m., Tom Hartman at 9, weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX. Will Israel ever see an end to violence? How will the war against Iraq's insurgents impact Israel? Will changes on the Supreme Court have any effect on the Jewish community? Is anti-Semitism in Europe on the rise? What can be done about it? For a look behind the headlines, read the Forward, the nation's Jewish newspaper. The Forward reveals the personalities, motivations, and histories that are fueling the news abroad. The Forward also provides an in-depth look at issues affecting us at home, with comprehensive reports on everything from politics and religion to culture and the arts. It even has its own matchmaking section for Jewish singles. Try 4 weeks free, then be billed $24.95 for another 26 issues. Not satisfied? Just write cancel on the bill and keep the first 4 issues free. Call now, 800-845-2300 for the Forward. That's 800-845-2300.
Introduce your business to a new customer with buying power. Advertising in Echo Magazine will help you reach a multi-billion dollar market within the gay and lesbian community. Join other advertisers such as Bridgestone Tires, Jobbing.com Arena, Subaru, Merck Pharmaceuticals, and the City of Glendale in reaching a large, loyal, and lucrative target audience. Echo Magazine is distributed free at more than 200 convenient locations throughout Arizona, California, and Nevada. Our Lambda Directory of Advertisers is an essential community reference guide. We take pride in creating a publication that readers will save and refer to again and again, ensuring tremendous visibility for your advertisement. For more information, call 602-266-0550 or check us out on the web at echomag.com. Give your advertising resounding results with Echo Magazine.
Hi, I'm Joel Stemple, Senior Consulting Partner with Valley National Asset Management, a financial consulting firm located at 8180 North Hayden Road, Suite D203 in Scottsdale. Many people today have 401ks with companies they left years ago. Perhaps yours did okay for a while, but maybe now you don't even remember what funds it is invested in. You are not alone. Many people are in the same predicament. If you bring in your latest statement, I would be happy to analyze it and suggest the most suitable options. This would be an objective review, and there's never a charge for consultation. With 30 years in the financial services industry, I can help you with all of your retirement needs. Remember, at Valley National Asset Management, we are partners with our clients, helping them select suitable investments. Please call me at 480-922-3005 or log on to our website, www.valleynational.net.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Being called a loser means you may be our winner, and being our winner dumps $1,000 in your pocket. Log on to 365dietchallenge.com and take the free diet challenge. We're looking for the fittest, fastest weight loss story. If we feature yours, you'll win $1,000 in cash and your picture featured on our website. Visit 365freedietchallenge.com today to register for your sample package of Impact Diet products and enter to win $1,000. Your free sample package from 365freedietchallenge.com also comes with personal weight loss coaching to help you meet your diet goals. Pay only a shipping and handling charge to have your free samples rushed out. Visit 365freedietchallenge.com and you could be telling all your friends, I'm a winner. Again, this offer is good for this month only. Lose weight and enter to be our $1,000 winner and featured on our website. Visit 365freedietchallenge.com. That's 365freedietchallenge.com. Shipping and handling fees may apply.
The Randy Rhoads Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
Philly.com website, Will Bunch, his attitude blog. There's also a link to it from the very top of Huffington Post right now, and I'm guessing that probably more and more news sites are going to be pointing to it. He's talking about a conversation he had with Barack Obama in which he asked, will you... Well, here, he says, I mentioned the report in my question, and I said, I know you've talked about reconciliation moving on, but there's also the issue of justice, and a lot of people, certainly around the world and certainly within this country, feel that crimes were possibly committed regarding torture, rendition, and illegal wiretapping. I wanted to know whether his Justice Department, quote, would aggressively go after and investigate whether crimes have been committed, end quote. That's obviously by the Bush administration. Here is what Barack Obama said, word for word. What I would want to do is have my Justice Department and my Attorney General immediately review the information that's already there and to find out there are inquiries that need to be pursued. I can't prejudge that because we don't have access to all the material right now. I think that you are right. If crimes have been committed, they should be investigated. You're also right that I would not want my first term consumed by what was perceived on the part of Republicans as a partisan witch hunt because I think we've got too many problems we've got to solve. So this is an area where I want to exercise judgment. I would want to find out directly from my attorney general, having pursued, having looked at what's out there right now, are there possibilities of genuine crimes as opposed to really bad policies? And I think it's important. One of the things we've got to figure out in our political culture generally is distinguishing between really dumb policies and policies that rise to the level of criminal activity. You know, I often get questions about impeachment at town hall meetings, and I've said that it is not something I think would be fruitful to pursue because I think that impeachment is something that should be reserved for exceptional circumstances. Now, if I found out that there were high officials who knowingly, consciously broke existing laws, engaged in cover-ups of those crimes with knowledge forefront, then I think a basic principle of our Constitution is nobody is above the law, and I think that's roughly how I would look at it. Yeah.
1-866-303-2270, our phone number. Charlie in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, listening on WINS. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, Tom. That's a great interview. As far as I can see it, with Yu's view of the Constitution, there's about 8 things that he says the president can unilaterally do that have never, ever been accepted before. He can violate treaties without Congress, make war, imprison anyone he designates an enemy combatant for as long as he wants without the person having access to counsel, torture anybody he says is a suspect, kidnap and torture them, extraordinary rendition, the military tribunals, the kangaroo courts with no procedural safeguards, and then the wireless wiretapping outside of FISA. And then the real topper is, should anybody ever be injured by this and seek remedy, like the guy from Germany, they can be blocked from litigating by the president invoking state secrets. And when you look at the guy that you just talked about, Diaz, and compare that to Private Darby, who revealed Abu Ghraib, or Joe Wilson and Valerie Plame, you see the vindictive recriminations this administration uses. So I think the lawlessness that we've been talking about is pretty patent.
Yeah, and not only is it patent and obvious, but it's also genuine lawlessness. I mean, we're talking about truly criminal activity, stuff that is truly not just spitting on the graves of the founders of this country, not just shredding the Constitution, but rising even above the Constitution of the United States to the level of international high crimes and misdemeanors.
Well said, Tom. Thanks again.
Charlie, thanks a lot for the call. Paul in Turner's Fall, Massachusetts, listening to WHMP. Hey, Paul.
Hi, Tom. My question is, or point is, it might be a good question to ask the candidates what their position is on the role of dissent in democracy, and whether dissent is or can be patriotic.
Yeah,
because I feel it gets right to the point of free speech zones and a lot of the other abuses that have happened to people's right to dissent over the past 7 years.
Excellent question, and it's going to be very interesting to see what questions are asked tomorrow night. We know, for example, that when these debates are sponsored by the so-called clean coal industry, that questions about coal don't get asked. It's like, oh, man. Chris in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. What's up?
Well, I had a really, really quick comment regarding something you mentioned about taxes quite a long time ago, so I don't know if I'm out of time here.
No, that's fine. We're wrapping up the day here, and anything we've talked about today is fair game. Talking about my conversation with Grover Norquist and the follow-up after that. We've got about a minute before the break, by the way. What's up?
Okay, I'll make it real quick. I got 2 quick things. One, with regards to the taxes, since American companies already pay taxes before paying out dividends to the investors, shouldn't investors actually get that? In a way, a dividend tax credit. We have that up here as well, by the way.
And, dividend tax credit. No, I don't think so. Because I disagree. Because regardless of what the corporation had to do in order to generate a dividend, the dividend is income to the individual, and the individual played no role in the corporation generating that money, other than buying stock in it. In fact, they didn't, in most cases, even buy the stock from the corporation. They didn't fund the corporation. You go to the New York Stock Exchange and buy stock. You're not buying, if you buy stock in GE, you're not buying it from GE. You're buying it from some other individual who owns it. So, no, I don't think so, number one. And number two, corporations only pay 7.4% of all federal taxes in the United States, down from 32% in 1952. And so, you know, the share is so low as to be almost insignificant. It is not double taxation to say that after a corporation pays taxes, then you have to pay income tax, any more than it is to say that it's double taxation that after you pay income taxes, you shouldn't then have to pay, for example, a sales tax or gasoline tax or a property tax. Thanks for the call, though. 27 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270.
Randy Rhodes at noon. Jeff Farias at 3. Weekday afternoons on 1480 KPHX.
Hi, Tom Hartman here, and now I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. As you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You should call ITM too, 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The USA has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations don't even want to take the American dollar today. So I hope you're listening when I tell you that you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to help you get started. It's really simple. Call and talk to their experts at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. A mother cat in an Alabama shelter has adopted a puppy. The abandoned puppy joined the cat's litter of four kittens and is being raised by the cat. He's even using to learn a litter box. Higgins likes dogs, but he likes to attack them. Nobody likes hairballs. Not you, not your cat. So Purina One offers two different choices for cats who experience hairballs. There's Purina One Advanced Nutrition Hairball Formula for hairball control and Purina One Indoor Advantage Hairball and Healthy Weight Formula for less active cats with hairballs. Both are formulated with a natural fiber blend that helps minimize hairballs while promoting healthy digestion. Both offer antioxidant-rich nutrition, including vitamins E, A, and selenium to help promote a strong immune system. I switched Higgins to Purina One 2 years ago, and he looks and feels healthier, and he can run faster. Uh-oh. If you could change your cat's health and hairballs for the better, wouldn't you want to try? 1-866-380-MEOW. Call 1-866-380-MEOW to get a coupon for a free 3.5-pound bag of any Purina One formula to take the challenge. Or go online to PurinaOneChallenge.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Papal visit. I'm Ed Donahue. Pope Benedict arrives in the U.S. later today. He'll be greeted at Andrews Air Force Base by President Bush. This is Press Secretary Dana Perino.
It's a wonderful, historic visit. The President and the First Lady feel great respect, love, and friendship for Pope Benedict.
On the flight from Rome, the Pope said he is ashamed of the clergy sex abuse scandal. Republican presidential candidate John McCain would like to help people struggling to pay for gas for their cars.
I propose that the federal government suspend all taxes on gasoline now paid by the American people from Memorial Day to Labor Day of this year.
Up to 100 passengers in Chicago had to be evacuated from a subway tunnel when their train stalled. A 911 call has been released in Florida in a videotape beating of a teenager.
What is your emergency? 911 transfer.
I just got jumped.
You just got what, jumped?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you know who did it?
Yes, I do.
Eight teenagers are being charged as adults in the case. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 41 points. I'm Ed Donahue.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. It's talk radio for the rest of us. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Pick up Fashion Fighter, the book, out now on paperback at iUniverse.com.
Kylie's just met her biological father for the first time and discovers he's lost his legs in war in Iraq. She has a million questions about soldiers, war, death, and what she can do about it. Rallying her fellow students, Kylie starts a campaign to educate others about the war. She begins to decipher a sense of the world around her and what her own growing beliefs are as she discovers not everyone agrees with her. In fact, her new interest causes her another battle in her own home. Readers will be rooting as Kylie valiantly stands up for what she knows in her heart to be right.
Order your copy of Fashion Fighter today at iUniverse.com. This work of juvenile fiction includes a vocabulary and discussion section for parents and educators. Address the tough issues of war, peace, stepfamilies, and more with a child or teen you love. Fashion Fighter, the book at iUniverse.com.
Are you sick of having lots of hot air blowing at you? Keep your cool. Call North Valley Mechanical, your air force. North Valley Mechanical is locally owned and operated by veterans with over 30 years' experience in the field and can repair and replace any air conditioner. If North Valley Mechanical can't fix it, it can't be fixed. Call North Valley Mechanical today and ask about a high-efficiency American Standard system at 480-538-9184. Call North Valley Mechanical, your air force, at 480-538-9184. Or at NorthValleyMechanical.com.
How do we leave Iraq? Well, this week on About Face, we'll talk about leaving Iraq. Our guest will be Dr. Dalia Wasfi, an Iraqi-American doctor who will tell us about the Iraqi people and what effect our leaving would have on them. We're already morally bankrupt. Why should we stay and destroy our military and ruin our economy? Call in and join our discussion on leaving Iraq this Saturday at 3 p.m. on 1480 KPHX.
The Mike Malloy Show.
Neocon killers around him took this country into an inexcusable war based on absolute lies top to bottom. There is no truth in anything that the Bush crime family used to begin this invasion and occupation. Not one thing.
The Mike Malloy Show. Weeknights from 6 to 9 on the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Wake up, shake it up, America.
Our government is a fight for we the people who can't ignore that we shall reap what we sow, so we better sow.
Four minutes past the hour here on the Tom Hartman radio program. One last bit of news that probably won't make the mainstream corporate media that I wanted to share with you today, actually out of the Financial Times, the British equivalent of the Wall Street Journal. Actually, now that the Wall Street Journal is owned by Rupert Murdoch, I wouldn't use the word equivalent. But in any case, the British business paper. The headline is Turks have to adapt to a new way of thinking. And basically the essence of the article is about how the leading political party right now is being sued by the Attorney General of the country for wanting to bring a religious discussion into politics. It's against the law in Turkey. And this is something that they have to maintain if they want to become members of the European Union. And they also have to maintain if they want to keep, you know, radicals out of government. And it's creating a bit of a dust-up. But in all probability, Mr. Babakan said the government fully supported, this is the Turkey's foreign minister, Ali Babakan, said the government fully supported the separation of the state and religion. So it seems that the governing party is coming around. Liz in Valley Glen, California. Hey, Liz, listen to K-Talk. What's up?
Hi, good morning. I loved your show this morning. It's an excellent show.
Thank you.
I just want to make I have a question for you, but I also have a comment that I wanted to make. You had said something about George Bush and why he does the things he does, and I have a theory. I call it the OIC theory. Other than his obvious issues with his daddy, because daddy likes Jeb better, and he almost made his daddy cry on national television on some magazine show a couple of years ago. He practically cried after the election, the Florida election. That was, you know. Anyway, I call it the OIC, the overly indulged child syndrome, where he's spoiled and willful, and he wants what he wants when he wants it, and. I blame Barbara for it. I was in social services for many years, and I don't believe in child abuse. But every once in a while, a child needs a good thunk, not abusive or anything, but just to get his attention.
Well, children need limits. I think that it's actually, I agree that there's a psychopathology of some sort there, and it probably tracks back to the family. And I would encourage you to check out Justin Frank's book, Bush on the Couch. He's a psychiatrist and professor of psychiatry, I believe, at George Washington University. His name is Justin Frank, and he wrote a book called Bush on the Couch, in which he, you know, somebody who is that public a figure, you can get better information about them than you can if they're sitting across the desk from you. Because when people are sitting across the desk from you, more often than not, they're telling you what they want you to think about them and what they think you want to hear than what's really going on. And it's a really startling analysis. Liz, got to move along, but thank you for the call. Joe in Tempe, Arizona, you want to disagree with me on these issues?
Hey, I'm a Republican. I listen to you. You have the answer for everything. Why don't you just run for president and solve every problem the country has?
Because I'd make a lousy politician. I'm a good talk show host. I'd make a lousy politician.
Well, you're not that good a talk show host because they pulled your plug in New York City. You know, you liberals, you really make me wonder. No wonder Randy left your Air America.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Joe. Ed in Hillsboro, Oregon. Hey, Ed.
Hey, how's it going, Tom? What do you say about Joe? Joe from France was great, and just as an aside, I think you really ought to talk to more expats on a more regular basis, just because I think we're a pretty sheltered society from what the rest of the world, you know, is going on, and that insight as to the quality of life in France, you know, was something that, you know, a lot of people need to hear. But the reason I was calling is, going back to the beginning of the story, beginning of the show, all of the hysterical right-wingers, bloggers, and I think it was Jonathan that called in, you know, these folks are unhinged by their own fear. And, you know, I think that along with investigations, which definitely need to happen, that we need to have a discussion about the role of fear in our own politics. Yeah. And that, you know, whoever is president needs to use the bully pulpit of the office to discuss how fear has been misused in our domestic politics here.
It really has. And going back to Tom Ridge, what blew my mind was that it was only being discussed on the late night talk shows. He was talking with, as I recall, David Letterman. And, you know, this was after he left office as head of Homeland Security. And he was talking about the 2004 election, and he said, you know, the White House kept telling me to raise the terror alert when I didn't think it had to be raised, and they didn't give me reasons. And it was always, you know, when the news cycle was going against George Bush or for John Kerry, then all of a sudden the terror alerts would come out. And Ridge basically confessed to this on national television. It never got followed up. There was never an investigation. There was, you know, obviously it would be the Justice Department that should have to look into it. Yeah, like Gonzo's going to do that. No, spot on, Ed. There needs to be a whole lot more focus on that. Jack in Los Angeles. Hey, Jack, what's up?
The thing is that the Republican Party and so-called conservatives,
yeah,
they're really the chaos party. All they do is create chaos, destroy the government so they could privatize it, destroy the infrastructure. Whatever helps a person, they vote against anything that's helpful and votes for something that's destructive. You know, the tax balance is off balance because they've gave all the tax breaks to people that make $1 million or more a year and raised the taxes on the people in the middle class. A guy that makes $1 million is in the same tax bracket that I'm in. And I think that's kind of obscene, and these conservatives that think that's fair, I mean, they're not paying for their fair share of the infrastructure.
Right, exactly. And part of that infrastructure is the stuff that goes along with that, with both the accumulation and the ownership of that wealth. It's everything from our banking system to our court system, you know, right across the board. Yeah, well said. Robin in San Rafael. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Tom, I love your show. I just wanted to correct something you said about the compassion thing that was on CNN the other day. Hillary said we had two very good men of faith run for president in 2004, but large segments of the electorate concluded that they did not really understand or relate to or, frankly, respect their ways of life. And the fact is, Gore did win. The election was stolen. But he didn't win enough electoral votes. He lost Ohio. He lost his own state of Tennessee. He lost Indiana. He lost Kentucky. And I think her point is that I think the people on the coast, I'm in California, I think a lot of us are tone deaf to what's going on in the middle of the country.
Yeah, Robin, the fact of the matter is that he won 5 million more votes, popular votes, than George W. Bush did.
But he didn't
and when
win
you
enough.
Actually count the votes in Florida, you discover that he won the electoral vote as well.
But he wouldn't have needed Florida if he had won his own state of Tennessee.
Oh, yeah, I don't disagree, but I don't think that that's because he was tone deaf. I think he got lousy advice from Bob Shrum and some of the other advisors, and I think, frankly, he should have taken Bill Clinton's support. He should have, you know, he put some distance between himself and Clinton.
But I agree with you.
But to say that, you know, it wasn't... To say that the majority of Americans thought that he was some kind of an elitist when the majority of Americans voted for him...
No, she said large segments of the electorate concluded.
Well,
so I'm
okay.
Just correcting what you said based on the transcript, because Obama did say, well, Gore won. Well, she never said Gore didn't win.
Yeah.
And I have to correct one other thing from Lynn Sweet of the Chicago Sun-Times and from the University of Chicago. Obama was never a professor of law. He lectured there From 92 to 96, he never held the title of professor of law.
Okay, thank you, Robin, for that correction. He taught, yeah, he taught law. You're right. Gary, and being a professor is a whole big deal and a whole separate thing. And if I've used that word, I stand corrected. Gary in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, WPTT. Hey, Gary.
Tom.
Yeah.
Tom Hartman, a man of great integrity. I'm saying it because I did hear that little reference from somebody that called in, and I'm just going to say it. Just flatly say it was below the belt, and it was no class.
Oh, you know, you're talking about the guy who said, you know, Randy Rhodes is still a liberal as far as I know. God bless her. I mean, you know, he was just, I don't know. It was pretty pathetic.
He's frustrated I think we're more on sides with the truth, what's going on in our country.
Yeah, that's.
I think that's the bottom line. But anyway, what I called about just very. Shirley, I believe strongly for a long time, just as you do, that greed, and greed also is mental. Everybody thinks greed with money per se. Greed is also mental. How you treat your fellow workers, how you treat your friends, how you treat co-workers, and all the rest. This is what's motivating this behavior we have in our country.
Yeah, well said, Gary. Thank you very much, David in Santa Cruz. Got about a half a minute before the break here, David.
Okay, two quick points. I wanted to challenge Grover Norquist's assertions about expendable income.
Yeah.
I lived in Spain, and I saw firsthand that people basically had more money to spend because they weren't straddled with so much education and healthcare debt all the time.
Yeah.
And also wanted to say that Grover Norquist, I think, has a skewed vision of happiness, which is just the accumulation of things and wealth.
Yeah, and that's something that we all need to be pushing back on, because, you know, the happiness index, CNN did a great thing, you know, a great piece on this, or not CNN, excuse me, 60 Minutes, back about 3 months ago. Denmark is the happiest country in the world. And the taxes, you know, the tax rate is over 50% for, you know, for the average person. But, you know, they have free public education. They have they have a very, very good transportation infrastructure. They have a free public health system, a national health care system, single payer health care system. It works. It's a country that works. And in fact, we're going to be doing our show from there sometime this summer. I want to contrast. We were in Darfur in Sudan a couple of weeks ago, the worst in the world. We're going to go to Denmark, the best, and show the difference.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. News without conflicts of global corporate interest.
The Tom Hartman Program.
Mike Malloy at 6 p.m. Rachel Maddow at 9. Weeknights on 1480 KPHX.
If you thought George Bush was bad when it comes to the use of military force, wait till you see John McCain. So says a big-time Washington insider in The Nation magazine. Want a chilling insight into the soul of the hot-headed warrior who openly warns America?
I'm sorry to tell you, there's going to be other wars.
I'm sorry to tell you, there's going to be other wars? You better get The Nation. It's easy. You can sample 4 issues absolutely free. Call 800-999-6863. That's 800-999-6863. Or go to readthenation.com. After 4 weeks, you'll know why The Nation is America's widest read weekly journal of opinion. Editor Katrina Vandenhuvel, John Nichols, Robert Dreyfus, and more take you where the mainstream press will not go. 4 weeks of The Nation free. Then get 20 more weeks, that's 6 months in all, for just $13.95. Or write no thanks on the invoice. Call 800-999-6863. That's 800-999-6863. Or go to readthenation.com.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-880-4557. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now. 1-800-880-4557. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-880-4557.
Drum roll, please. You're about to make one of the smartest decisions of your life. You're going to get your degree online.
It's a fact. People with a degree, on average, make $1 million more in a lifetime. But where are you going to go to school? There are hundreds of online colleges and universities, and thousands of programs to choose from. No worries. Cue the music. Introducing Education Connection. This amazing free service will help you find the right school for you. For free, every day, Education Connection matches students to schools that are perfect for them. Not sure about what to study? Log on to 14educationmatching.com and get a free personality test that can help match you to the right career. This is a $75 value, but it's yours free. So take a minute and go online and learn more about your favorite subject, you. Get a free personality test, a $75 value at 14educationmatching.com. The number 14educationmatching.com. That's 14educationmatching.com.
Hi, I'm Jim Allen with Arizona Boating and Water Sports News Magazine. Arizona Boating and Water Sports Magazine celebrates the activities we're free to enjoy in Arizona's amazing outdoors. Activities like boating, fishing, camping, RVing, and every kind of water sports under the sun. However, I'm concerned our freedom to enjoy these things is in jeopardy. We're facing the most critical time in our history when apathy and failure to take action could mean the end of our country as we know it. Please urge those you meet each day to become knowledgeable about the state of our country. As an advertiser at KPHX, I'm proud to support Progressive Talk, and I'm proud local radio can support and grow my business. After all, a rising tide raises all boats. I recommend 1480 KPHX to any business looking to reach a local, educated, and motivated audience.
This is Kim Macias, sales manager at 1480 KPHX. To turn the volume up on your business, call 602-257-1351.
Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Farias at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
Sing a song of Texas, working class cancer sore. Be in Boston Harbor, Revolutionary War. Of giving to the rich and taking from the poor. Sing a song of taxes, let's even up the score. Sing a song of taxes in the presidential pew. Throw in grease, senators.
Yeah, McCain out there running around going, we don't need no stinking taxes. We can run this government on debt. We can just let our children and grandchildren pay for it, or we can just ruin our currency. I mean, you're seeing that those chickens come home to roost. That's how, you know, we ran the Vietnam War on debt, and it came home to haunt us in the 70s, and now we're running this war on debt, and it's coming home to haunt us now. Anyhow, Mike in Los Angeles, California. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hi. When I hear a discussion of health care and education and then taxes, like in France, I just would like to people to think that in this country we have privatized taxes and for public good items such as health care and education and even toll roads. Any kind of health care premiums we pay, any type of student loans we repay are privatized taxes, and in this country, again, we're backwards to other countries, perhaps, or at least proper countries. We pay wars that are mainly health, the privilege, through public taxes rather than privatized taxes. I don't quite understand how things have gotten so messed up here.
Well, it's the theft of the commons, Mike. That's the bottom line. These are all the areas that you defined are areas that other countries consider the commons, and here in the United States we don't. In fact, we're moving in the opposite direction. We're selling off our commons, and I'll rant about that more some other time. Right now, Congressman Tim Bishop is on the line, the Democrat from New York. And Congressman Bishop, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on.
There is this piece of legislation that's going to be voted on presumably this week or next, the Beaches Environmental Assessment and Coastal Health Act, the Beach Act. And this is something that is, you're the co-author of this.
I am.
And it seems like a really decent piece of legislation. I just wanted to give my listeners a heads up on it.
All right, thank you. It should be a no-brainer, actually. I mean, this it authorizes up to $40 million for grant money to go to states, which they would then allocate to coastal communities so that those coastal communities can monitor the quality of their beaches. And it also requires that the EPA develop a new rapid testing procedure for bathing water, so that they can, the determination can be made within 6 hours of whether or not that bathing water is safe to swim in.
So how do you respond to Grover Norquist type libertarians and conservatives who say, what? You're going to spend more government money? You know, this is something, if you want the beaches to be clean and the water to be pure, give them to a private corporation and they'll do it because there's a profit motive in it.
Well, yeah, that is the fundamental dichotomy, it seems to me, that we wrestle with down here all the time. And it seems to me that the dichotomy is that we Democrats think that government solves problems, and a great many Republicans think that government is the problem. And I think public health is clearly a governmental responsibility. And I think that if we think even for a second about privatizing that public health responsibility, we are on a path that is quite a perilous one.
Yeah.
So,
well, this is a path that goes right back to Ronald Reagan.
I've always felt the 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Tell that to the people in New Orleans, for example.
Tell that to the people at Bear Stearns. At any rate, I would fundamentally disagree that the government does not have a role here. It clearly does. And it's a role that the government has played for a while. I think played it successfully, and it's one that that we need to continue to maintain.
How do we revive, Congressman Bishop? How do we revive a discussion in the United States of the Commons? I think that in the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, even in the 1970s, any school child could tell you what the commons meant. You know, just the phrase, the commons. People understood that. It was taught in civics. It was taught in government classes. I don't think the majority of kids graduating from high school or college today, the majority of people who came of age since Reagan, even understand what the commons are.
Well, you know, I think that... you know, one of the things that I say to the audiences that I speak to all the time is that when, you know, most every event that I go to starts with the Pledge of Allegiance. And, you know, the part of the Pledge of Allegiance that I think is the most compelling is when we say one nation under God, indivisible. The indivisible part to me means that we're all in this together and that we all have a collective responsibility to one another and that we share in our collective fate. And I think we have lost that. And I think when the president talks about an ownership society, which he has talked about quite a bit, as you know, what he's really saying is you're on your own, guys, and I hope it works out for you.
Well, or those who own the most own society.
Yes. And I think that there is, an assessment of the common good that is missing. And there is also a willingness to sacrifice for the common good that is also missing. And I think we need a return to both, frankly.
Yeah. This is the preamble to the Constitution. Out of the 6 major things that it identifies, only one has to do with defense. Create a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. I mean, 5 out of the 6 are the common. Well, arguably even the defense is the common.
Yeah.
So good on you, Congressman Tim Bishop. He is the co-author of the Beaches Environmental Assessment and Coastal Health Act. And let your congressman know, or woman know, that you support it. Congressman Bishop, thanks for being with us today.
All right, thanks for having me on.
Good talking with
Bye-bye.
You. Coming up tomorrow, Dr. Marlo Lewis from the Competitive Enterprise Institute. We're going to talk about global warming making us sick, and what do the world food crisis and war have to do with polygamy? Really? Really? And don't forget, my friends, democracy begins with you. Activism begins with you. Tag, you're it. Get out there. Get active. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. For exclusive audio archives and more information, visit TomHartmanRadio.com.
Do you want a brand new brand name computer? Sure, but you can't afford it, right? You can't afford to miss this opportunity. You can get a brand new brand name computer for just $29.99 a week. Plus, order right now and get a free GPS unit, a color printer, an MP3 player, a digital camera, and upgraded software free. And you'll be able to improve your credit all at the same time because we report to the major bureaus. Your approval is guaranteed. All you need is a checking or savings account. Join the tens of thousands who've already been approved for a new Dell or HP computer.
All it takes is a bank account and $29.99 a week.
Call now, 1-800-769-1982. 1-800-769-1982. Get a brand new, brand name computer and improve your credit. Call 1-800-769-1982.
1-800-769-1982.
I'm not an attorney and I'm not an accident victim, but I do work with both. My name's Dina Harris. I'm the administrator for the law firm of Osteen & Harrison, and I've worked here for nearly 20 years. Over that time, I've seen thousands of people who've been injured in accidents, and I'm very pleased to tell you that all of them have had their cases handled in a highly professional way, and they were all shown the attention, courtesy, concern, and respect that everyone deserves. The attorneys at Osteen & Harrison have recovered more than $3 billion for our clients. So if you're ever injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, call Osteen & Harrison at 602-252-8888. It's not about getting even. It's about getting you everything you deserve. Call us at 602-252-8888. You can ask for me if you'd like. I'm Dina Harris for Osteen & Harrison, and we'd like to help you.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. A huge airline merger is in the works between Delta and Northwest, but it may take a lot to get it off the ground.
The Justice Department says it wants to take a look at how the proposed merger will affect consumers. Antitrust experts say the deal is seen winning approval of federal regulators. Fordham University finance professor Frank Werner says the timing of the deal works in its favor.
This is the last year of the current administration, which is likely to be more favorable to mergers than whichever administration comes in next January.
Experts say a key consideration that should lead to a favorable review of the deal, there's little overlap in the routes served by Northwest and Delta. Mark Hamrick, Washington.
In about an hour, President Bush will be greeting Pope Benedict when his plane lands at Andrews Air Force Base outside of Washington. White House News Secretary Dana Perino says this visit is generating a lot of excitement.
It's a wonderful, historic visit. The President and the First Lady feel great respect, love, and friendship for Pope Benedict, and the White House staff across the board. We are all very excited.
Not everyone is pleased, though. The Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, or SNAP, is sharply critical of the Catholic Church because of the clergy abuse scandal. This is President Barbara Blaine.
If we did have the chance to speak to the Holy Father, what we would want to tell him is that we are looking for action, not words.
Pope Benedict told reporters today on his flight to Washington that he is ashamed of the scandal and wants to make sure it never happens again. High prices are hurting just about everyone, and the latest reading on wholesale prices indicates there's no let-up anytime soon. Oil and gas prices are particularly high. John McCain is out with an economic plan today that includes a plan to suspend federal gas taxes this summer.
The effect will be an immediate economic stimulus, taking a few dollars off the price of a tank of gas every time a family, a farmer, or trucker stops to fill up.
On Wall Street at this hour, there is a slight uptick, with the Dow up by 12 points. This is AP Radio News. The man who produced the Camp David peace accords has angered the Israelis.